time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have got Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard joining us as he does every couple of weeks, kind of talk about what's going on in Emery County. We've got a couple of great events that are going to happen next weekend. We'll talk about that. And they're not really a department of the county, but they are part of the county. And he wanted to talk for a moment about the Emery High School Student Council, who's making some plans for graduation night to keep the kids all in one place and have a good time over there on graduation evening. And then as far as the commission meeting is concerned, a couple of little public health issues we'll talk about, and then a memorandum of understanding with Perky Travel. They do great things if you've got to get over the hill to go for like cancer treatments. And then we renewed the contract of Andrew Fry out there at the Research Center. We'll talk about all of these things with Commissioner Leonard now. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks, Dave.
So let's dive into it. First, though, I got to ask, how are things going over in Emery County?
You know, pretty dang good. We're enjoying this nicer weather. I know it's been a little windy, but we've had a few good days. But the community seems like they're getting out, and it's always nice to have events where our communities can get together in the springtime.
Most definitely. And let's talk about a couple events now coming up. These are both coming up next weekend. Big events, annual events that are always a lot of fun. And we'll start with the Cabin Fever Poker Ride that's put on by the Castle Country OHV over there.
Yeah, so that one is April 27th. They're partnering with the Rec District on the event. And so we're happy to have these events and getting people out. But this, I know they've done this for quite a while. And so it's a really, really fun event for those that want to get out. I don't think you have to pre-register, so if you're interested, please reach out to the club to let them know.
And that's what I was going to say. That's one of the great things about this event. You register the morning of.
Yes.
And I know that there are a lot of people, and they encourage it as well. You find out where it's at, and everybody that's done it in the past knows where they are. They're the makeshift corrals there. You can see them from Cedar Mountain. I always tell people you can see them from there. They always set up right there, and that's where they do the registration. But they always encourage people, you know what? Go out on Friday night, find you a camp spot, stay out there, you know, go tooling around, look at what we've got to see in Emery County and some of the beauty that's there that a lot of people don't realize, that because it's kind of hidden, you got to go look for it. It's not just one of those things you can drive by in your car and see it, right?
You bet. Yep.
So this is always a great event. And then also, same weekend, the Mecca Mountain Bike Festival is going on, and they're going to kind of set up base camp. I believe it's at the Buckhorn RV Park there in Huntington, right?
Yes. Yep, and that's a really good facility to have as a hub. So that event, April 26th through the 28th, that's the Mountain Bike Mecca Festival out of Huntington. So if you're interested in doing some mountain biking out on the swell as well to look at the beauty, that should be a really fun event. I know they cater some food and do some things there. So, yeah, a really good event.
Right. I don't want to tell tales out of school, but I believe that your registration fee covers the majority of your meals.
Yes.
If I'm remembering correctly. So lots of great events, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. As you said, there are plenty of other great things that are getting ready to come up, and we'll talk about those in the following weeks. But the weather is kind of starting to break for us, and we're going to have some fun starting with the next weekend out there in Emery County. As I said, for Department Spotlight, they're not really a department of the county, but they live in the county. And you wanted to talk about the Emery High School Student Council and some of the plans that they've got for graduation evening.
Yes. The reason I wanted to highlight this one is we want to make sure that our kids are safe on graduation night and let the community know that there's an activity. And it's been going on for a long time, but there's a lot of effort that's put into this event to make sure that it's fun enough that the kids want to be there and mingle and stay out of trouble. So just wanted to give a shout out to the student council for all the work that they've done, and counselors and teachers that make that happen. So they'll have a party, I believe, at the rec center lots of prizes, games, entertainment. We were able to donate to that event as a county commission. Just wanted to highlight that. Excited. So get the word out to make sure that the kids come to that event.
And that'll be coming up like a little over a month. It's amazing how close we are to the end of the school year.
Yep.
Every time it just kind of sneaks up on us. All right, so let's talk now about the commission meeting. And, of course, the first couple of things you wanted to discuss, really public health, and that's what it's all about. The Opioid Bridge Program, you had a presentation from them, and then you also had a presentation from Be Epic Escape the Vape. So let's talk about those couple of things.
Yeah, so Escape the Vape, that's through USU Extension. Just letting the kids know, hey, or anyone in the community that, you know, the dangers of vaping and how to help with those concerns. And then also the Opioid Bridge Program. So this is a program that it's for those struggling with opioid use disorder. And they are asking for funding. We tabled this one to see what type of finances we have to potentially help fund a position here in Emory County at the hospital or the clinic. So we're working closely with them to try to just help folks in our community that have challenges with opioid abuse as well as vaping and things like that. So we're just trying to be proactive.
A couple of great programs there to talk about and discuss. Another great program is Perky Travel, and those that may not know about Perky Travel, if you have to go over the hill for cancer treatments, these guys are available. You finished off a memorandum of understanding with Perky Travel, so let's get into that for just a moment.
Yeah, so we approved partnering with Perky Travel, and that's through Active Reentry. We partner with Active Reentry for transporting cancer patients to their appointments, and so we've extended that for another 4 years. We partner on the van maintenance and things like that. So we know it's a use for our community, and hope that people can get the treatment they need to get better. So excited to partner with them again for the next 4 years.
And then we'll wrap up with you guys renewed the contract of Andrew Fry out there at the San Rafael Research Center. So let's talk about Andrew. Talk about what you guys did out there.
Yeah, Andrew's a local guy, and he's been fantastic for the research center. So Andrew Fry, he's instrumental in looking at different uses for coal, different uses for different products to potentially burn. And then test CO levels and NOx levels and different things like that. So our goal with renewing the contract is to help keep coal sustainable, our power plant sustainable for longer than you know, for as long as possible, I guess. So Andrew's been a key in a lot of that research through BYU. He's a local guy, and we enjoy having him. And we've renewed his contract to continue to work for us to develop different uses for coal, but more research and helping sustainability with coal.
All right, so that wraps up everything that you wanted to talk about this week. So plenty of great things going on, and I guess we'll wrap it up, and I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Hey, sounds good, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.